1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sattis with us. Go ahead, Jay.
Phil, it's just... Now, hold on for a second. We are at Orange Alert, as the President said, as you and I were discussing, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to be assisting the Homeland Security, Mr. and Mrs. Tom Ridge, with the Operation Wake Up Call.
Now, tell me about Operation Wake Up Call and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You are a volunteer police group?
So we were constituted in 1996 by Major Elvis Newton as a volunteer police agency of volunteer citizens who feel it necessary to take a peek over the shoulder police, make sure they're doing the job right, and also give them assistance anytime they need assistance. So that's really what we're about. Operation Wake Up Call is about really the American people, Phil, and they are great people. But I think a couple things need to be said. The American people are a little wrapped up in themselves, and for some reason the message about 9/11 and what happened just hasn't sunk in. The message and the what has happened has not sunk in the American people. Major Elvis Newton, who is the commander of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in conjunction with the Nevada Volunteer Desert Battalion, hit upon the idea of neighborhood patrols. That used to be neighborhood patrols going to various communities and giving people, we think, is a rather sharp but nonetheless necessary reminder that we are on orange alert. You know, they've been Bin Laden and these guys are not taking the Memorial Weekend off. All right.
Well, this would then be a group of you going door to door, a group of these volunteer police officers.
Well, what we're going to do, and this is the beauty of it, we're going to be as unobtrusive as possible as we approach the residents during this period of time. We are at orange alert. We're trying to get this to sink into the American people. I don't know why it isn't. Some people, I don't want to be disrespectful or anything. Some people are a little thick or whatever. But what we're trying to do is, with the beauty of it, Phil, is we're going to go, we'll be knocking sharply twice on a door.
So you're approaching the residents.
We approach the residents. We knock sharply twice. That is 1-2. We wait for a response. If there is none, we will then try the door. If the door is unlocked...
Now, this is just any home you walk up to.
That is correct. If the door is unlocked, we will open it about 1 meter wide, and that is all, and that is in our handbook. We will then call into the house, and we will say the following words. Orange alert. Remember those three words, Phil. Orange alert. Remember, it's a wake-up call. And then we have the sound of the horn into the house. It's not unlike the civil defense volunteers in World War II going door to door.
Now, you're talking about an air horn. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So this is a Marine air horn. Meets USGC standards. I can give you an example. We got Paul. We would open the door a meter. We would say, orange alert, remember, and then you would hear, go ahead and just give it a blast.
Now, that's into the house?
That is into the house, that's correct.
So if the door is unlocked, you put the horn in there, and then you hit the horn.
We would hit that horn. Now, that's a very loud horn, there's no doubt about it. But I can tell you this much. We got to get the message of 9/11. It's got to sink in. A lot of American people are just not getting it. And we hit upon the idea of a little bit of a wake-up call.
Now, there's a couple of things here. First of all, I want to ask you, if the door's unlocked, you're opening the door a meter wide, you're sticking an air horn in there, you're saying, orange alert, remember, and then you're blowing the horn.
That is correct.
What if the door is locked? Do you leave?
We do, so if it is locked, we will try a couple of windows, and if we find one open, we can then access the inside by just slicing the screen a little bit. It's enough to get the arm and the air horn in there, and then we sound it, and then we're on our way. We let ourselves, out to the gate or jump over the wall, but what we do, I want people to understand, you can repair the slice in the screen using any kind of duct tape. We can also repair that for you.
So you're opening a window. What is the point, Jay? I want to ask you this. It sounds a little intrusive, and I understand...
Well, Phil, you know, Bin Laden's intrusive.
No, I understand that it...
Bin Laden's intrusive. Al-Qaeda's intrusive.
No, I Jay, believe me, I understand that. But it sounds...
Phil, I'm going to interrupt you. When people say this sounds intrusive, I say to them, you want to get, you ever heard of 9/11? You want to get blown up like that? I don't think that you do. You look like an intelligent person. I don't think that you do. And so these are the things that we do to try and, again, get the message of 9/11 finally sinking in the heads of the American people.
All right, but I am thinking specifically about cutting the screen and these kinds of things.
That is done with a small skinning knife, Phil. It's not big enough for an animal to get in or out. A piece of gaffer's tape will repair it.
And then there's the sound of the horn blasting into the house. What if there is a child sleeping? And I want to ask you about that later on.
All right. Well, I can comment on that.
No, later on. But what if there's a child sleeping or an older person?
Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, what if an old-timer's recovering from a stroke or something like this, and the air horn. I would quote something that Major Newton said to me. He said, how would you rather die, from an air horn scaring you or some of these Al-Qaeda monkeys cutting your throat in first class with a toothpaste handle shank? And I looked at him and I said, I think all Americans would take the air horn. And I think that that's how we feel about it. And some things won't do.
Can I hear that horn again? You guys have that there?
This is a standard air horn, Phil. It's a Marine air horn, USGC standard. Go ahead.
That's very loud.
That's loud, but we've got to get the message of 9/11 and the orange alert to finally sink in. American people who are out there, not knowing what's going on.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, they're a volunteer police agency going door-to-door this weekend, this Memorial weekend. They're going to be opening doors of homes that are not locked and blowing an air horn, reminding people that we're under orange alert.
Absolutely, and it's very unusual, and it is very jarring, and I understand all of that. But let me tell you something, Phil. When I saw those Twin Towers go down, I remember going over to the closet, I put on my pith helmet, and I said, you know what? Now I'm pissed. I really did say that. And when the President of the United States of America says we're under orange alert, do you realize that most people that doesn't sink in? They just sit there and it washes over them as if you threw a bucket of water on them, just rolls off of them. That's nuts. So we're going to do something that is, it may be intrusive.
But I'm saying illegal.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, if you open someone's door and blow an air horn into their house.
No, sir, it is not. We do not step into the home. At no time, no, sir, do we never step into the home. And we also do not never, or I mean, we don't never damage the home except for the screen. I understand that, but gaffer's tape does repair that. We need to make sure.
Let's say that the house is locked. Why don't you just take that as a sign that no one is home?
We cannot take that chance, not when we're under orange alert. No, sir. We are under orange alert. And the American people are going to get it one way or the other. I'm going to get it to sink in one way or the other. If it takes an air horn that is, I'm going to use this, Paul, can I have, I'm going to use this on this setting. It's not that loud because we can mute it down. And
so in the middle of the day, I'm standing in my house, and maybe I've just come in with groceries. I haven't locked my front door. You open the door.
No more than a meter wide, though.
You're opening the door to my home, though.
No more than a meter wide.
So you're saying that's legal?
Absolutely.
All right, you're opening the door of my home. You're putting an air horn in there. You're saying, orange alert, remember. That's a little insulting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Phil, I'd rather insult the American people and just say, like, you're pretty stupid if you don't know it's orange alert than have them all die from a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center or some deal like that. Because if the terrorists are going to fly an airplane over into a, whatever you may be in, a hardware store, you may be out about your daily business. I'd rather people hear that air horn, get the message. And we'll hear it again, because the citizens' dogs are hearing.
That doesn't sound that loud.
No, it is not that loud, Phil. Marine air horn, a USGC standard, can be muted down pretty good.
All right, a couple of questions, and thank you, JL. I'm going to put you on hold for a second here. We'll give our phone number out. A couple of questions that I would have at 1-800-449-8686. Isn't it illegal to open someone's door? But he says they're not going in. They're just sticking an air horn into the house and turning an air horn on and blasting that air horn in the guy's home. And that is to alert the American people that we are indeed under orange alert. Now, one would think that we're all aware of the fact that we're under orange alert. Mr. Santos, as well as other people allied with his organization, believe that it hasn't sunk in with the American people yet what 9/11 was all about. and that it hasn't sunk in with the American people what the Orange Alert is all about. That's why they're blowing an air horn into people's homes and basically belittling them with the phrase, Orange Alert, remember. How do you throw a guy out of your house, though, who isn't really in your house, just his air horn is? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I am concerned. Jay Sattis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the Phil Henry Show. I am concerned that the premise of you going to people's doors throughout this Memorial Weekend and blowing an air horn into their home is based on what you think is the stupidity of the American people. Isn't that true?
Phil, I would not use the word stupidity. I think it's a little hard, but I do believe the American people, when it comes to 9/11, they just don't seem to get it. And when it comes to Orange Alert, they really don't get it. It's sort of, you talk to most Americans, say, it's Orange Alert, you know, Al-Qaeda, you know, 9/11, their eyes glass over. They barely know what you're talking about. And so I think it's absolutely necessary, given that. You know, I hear people say, well, it's an invasion of their privacy. Well, if you're so stupid that you don't even know what 9/11 is all about, then I think it's absolutely necessary, and I'm within my league. It's absolutely within my right as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to open a door 1 meter. Now, Corporal Assistant Major Brazier brings a tape measure to assure the distance. There's no law that says we cannot put one slice in your window screen. We're trying to save lives here.
So you're slicing my window screen to get an air horn through it, and you're opening my door 1 meter so you can blast and play that horn again so people get a sense of what we're talking about.
I'm talking in.
That comes right into my house.
That is absolutely correct. And if you think that's an invasion of your privacy, mister, I think Al-Qaeda is a little bit of an invasion of privacy, too, if you get my meaning.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Maida. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead.
I think this is a really ridiculous idea. I think it is far too intrusive. I think it is dangerous both to the people in the house and to the intruder himself. And there are many
of us
who
thoroughly
understand that we are under Orange Alert, and it's not going to make any difference at all. So how's he going to know whether there's a house that he's going into or opening the door on that the person already knows we're under Orange Alert?
Well, that's a very good question, but better safe than sorry. And if you know, then you know. If you don't, then we just reminded you. And I think
this is a very bad, bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea, ma'am?
It's too dangerous, it's too intrusive, and it will not accomplish anything. So what if you blew the horn in everybody's door, and everybody now knows that we're under Orange Alert? Just what do you expect them to do about it?
I expect them to be a little bit more conscious about suspicious activities. President Bush has asked us to be. I expect them to
be conscious. They better be conscious of your suspicious activity.
Ma'am, I'm trying to save lives here. Al-Qaeda doesn't take any days off. You saw what they did in New York. Now, I'd like to remind...
Al-Qaeda doesn't come around opening my door.
Now, all they did is fly a couple airplanes, a couple buildings, kill a couple million people, or whatever it was. Now, here's the thing that I think both you, Mr. Henry, ought to remember. There's a guy back in the old days, maybe you remember his name. A guy went by the name of Paul Revere. Okay, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes, of course
like
we do.
Sounds like you've got a Paul Revere complex.
Well, there's an old saying, you have to have eyes in the back of your head, and that's what our air horn reminds people to do.
There are much better ways, like on the news, on the radio, on the television. You don't have to open people's doors. Please,
well, ma'am,
do not
we've
do
been
that.
Announcing that on the radio and the TV, and people are still, they don't know what it, they're still stupid about it. Excuse me for saying stupid. I don't mean to be, say that.
Well, I think it's not the American people that are stupid.
And Paul Revere didn't wait for television. Paul Revere got on a horse, rode down into the area that he went to, and told everybody about the British and everything.
You're not going to accomplish anything. You're just going to try and make yourself look
okay.
like a big He-Man.
Please don't blow that horn because I can't hear the lady. What'd you say? We missed your last comment, Kathy.
I said that a lot of people are going
to... I want to hear what Kathy has to say. Kathy, I didn't hear you because he was talking. Say it again.
I'm saying that I think
what we're trying to accomplish is...
Mr. Sanders, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You're talking over the lady.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
I am trying to say that your guest is trying to make himself look like a big man.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
1-800-449-8686, and I'd appreciate you not blow that horn anymore.
All right, Phil, but what we're doing is we'll be on patrol here in another half hour, and all we're trying to do is make sure that we've got convention equipment. But we will be going door-to-door. We will be reminding people. Orange Alert, remember 9/11? You know, what I could do is walk up to them, just wave my hand in front of their eyes, you know, is anybody home, you know?
Do you really think the American people are that thick when it comes to what happened on 9/11, what an Orange Alert is?
I really do, yeah. I really, really, really do. And Americans haven't got a clue, really. And that's why we formed the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to give American people a clue of what's going on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Would you mind somebody coming to your house, opening your door, and blowing an air horn into your house to remind you that we're under Orange Alert? Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Kathy, go right ahead.
Yes, sir, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I would like to know, he said that the air horn he didn't feel was intrusive.
No, ma'am, I do not.
Or illegal, right?
That's correct, ma'am.
So I would like to know, like in my, that's in the end of his air horn when he blew it, scared me, if he would feel that would be intrusive.
Well, ma'am, your car phone broke up a little bit, but I think you said you would pull a weapon on me, is that correct?
Okay, I think maybe Kathy's radio's turned up, but her question, I think, was, what would you think if she had a shotgun?
If that lady had a shotgun, I can assure you that, number one, she'd be violating the law. Number two, we would have to, at that time, use defensive measures, which all Citizens Auxiliary Police officers are trained in. We would have to disarm the woman.
No, wait. You got an air horn, you're opening up a guy's house, you're blowing an air horn, he's got a gun.
I can assure you, Phil, that we are fully capable of disarming anyone who, you know, wants to get a little bit John Wayne on us. That's what we call getting John Wayne. They try to get up in your face, try to be all John Wayne and everything. But I would say to you, Kathy, if you want to shoot me, go right ahead, and then you're going to let Al-Qaeda slice your head off. And I don't think that you want that to happen.
What defensive measures could you take?
Well, we do carry nightsticks. We carry PR-24s. We do also have takedown methods. So, Kathy, have at it. Point a gun at me. Pull a trigger if you want to. If you can, because we will disarm you. But I can assure you, Kathy, Al-Qaeda will slice your head off. And I don't think you want that at all. I'd rather hear this than this. And
is that the recording that you played?
That is.
All right. Let me ask you now about the Gardners before we take a break. Mr. and Mrs. Gardner, who live in the Hawthorne area, said that you blew an air horn into their house, waking up a baby?
First of all, they were home. They didn't come to the door.
Did you wake up a sleeping five-month-old child?
Mr. Henry, I said to Mr. Gardner, he's worried about the air horn. I'll bet that kid that he has, when that kid starts screaming for food, would make his ears bleed. So I don't know what he's talking to me about. The bottom line is, these parents had the opportunity to answer the door. I know the Gardeners. I know them very well. And they're full of that. I just think they're full of that.
All right, we don't have to hear that horn anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He says when it comes to 9/11 and the Orange Alert, the American people are utterly clueless. And that gives them the right to open a door to their home and blow an air horn into it. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The Henry Show is back.
All right, say again what you just said to me.
I said, Phil, it always amazes me that people get angry at someone trying to save their lives. What we're trying to do is save lives. And I don't think anyone came out and threw a copper pot at Paul Revere when he rode through a village warning people about how the British was coming. And what we're trying to do with our country under orange alert is trying to save lives by...
Well, you're opening the doors to homes and you're blowing an air horn.
If that's what wakes people up and reminds them, hey, hello, it's a war on terrorism. If you can pull yourself away from, Simpsons or Lizzie McGuire or what have you, be a real nice deal. Now, there's so many people who either...
All right, I want to ask you, if you don't mind me interrupting, the Gardner family, you climbed a tree and blew an air horn into a second floor window. Isn't that true?
First of all, Mr. Henry, the door was locked, but we did notice, and that was Sub-Commander Brazen who noticed that there was a second floor window open, which indicated to me at that time that there were people home. And that's when we did elevate ourselves using a ladder to the second floor window. That time I gave it the horn. Now, we had no idea it was a baby nursery or anything like that. I think there's a lot of people think we did it on purpose. No, we did not. I can assure you that.
Nonetheless, it was a five-month-old baby sleeping. You blew an air horn directly. Oh, man. the chutzpah that you guys have is beyond belief.
And, you know, the chutzpah that Al-Qaeda had, they sliced people's heads off.
Sir, I'm fully aware of what Al-Qaeda did.
But the American people are not, and that's what this is about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Who? All right, let me go over here to Terry. Go ahead, Terry. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I just like to say if he blows an air horn in my home, my wife has a severe heart problem, he would not have to worry about Al-Qaeda or anything else. And that's the way I feel about that. I think the American people are a lot smarter than he gives them credit for. That's all I got to say.
Well, sir, hold on for just a second, because what are you talking about? You go, hello?
Well, I think he's hung up. But you go ahead and respond to what the gentleman had to say.
Well, obviously he's threatened me with physical violence, and we do have ways of dealing with individuals like that.
Well, you mentioned taking the weapon away from the lady. What would you do with a man who wanted to just beat you up?
At that time, we would have to use our takedown. And it's a very simple way. You get a big gorilla like that, or one of these big apes, thinks he's King Kong or what have you. Generally, what we can do is get in behind the gentleman. We'll distract him and simply push him over a kneeling officer behind him. And that will take him down very effectively.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Roy. Go ahead, Roy.
I'd like to ask him, what do you think gives him the right to blow this air horn in people's houses?
Well, sir, we're trying to remind people that it is yellow alert, or orange alert, or whatever it is. I forget what it is, but fact is, American people, it doesn't seem to sink in.
And you by blowing an air horn inside their house is going to make it sink in?
What we're doing is...
scare the hell out of people. Like, what gives you the right to do that?
Well, sir, I can tell you this much. They'll damn sure remember the day that an air horn got blowed in their house, and they'll remember it's all about orange alert.
Well, you told Kathy that if she pulled a gun on you and if she was to pull the trigger and blow you away, then her alternative then would be Al-Qaeda coming and cutting her head off.
Absolutely.
What is the hell is blowing this horn going to, how is that going to protect anybody from Al-Qaeda?
It's going to make people
blow that horn in their face, that they're going to lay their weapons down and surrender to you?
What I'm saying is it's going to make people more vigilant about Al-Qaeda and what they've got in store for the United States of America. And how would Kathy be of any help to her family standing there with a shotgun and no head? I think that's something you need to think about.
I think you're a moron. What gives you the right, though, to open up people's houses and blow this air horn in their house?
Sir, I'm not going into their home. All I'm doing is open the door up no more than a meter. And
Wait. I think the man's question, what gives you the right to open someone's door?
Mr. Henry, if that door is unlocked, I am by law allowed to open it a meter.
The hell you are.
Well, sir, that's my understanding of citizen's arrest provision of the penal code. Now,
that's ridiculous.
Well, it may be ridiculous. You might want to campaign your local legislator to change the law. But I would think, Roy, if it saved you from getting your throat cut from ear to ear by Al-Qaeda or one of these other monkeys, I think you'd be happy to hear.
The idea how that was going to protect me from getting my throat cut by Al Qaeda. You know, I know where they're out there. And for one, I live in Texas where we're allowed to carry concealed weapons to protect ourselves. Tell you what, if you came to my house and you opened up the door and fired and blow that stupid air horn in there, you're bound to find yourself probably carried out in a body bag.
Well, that's, you know, so, okay. So, in other words, you're talking about firearms? So you're going to shoot me because I blowed a horn.
If you open up my door, you're violating my privacy. You don't have a right to open up the door to my house.
And then you go to jail. Then you go to jail. Then you go to jail.
I just drag your ass inside and say, hey, he broke into my house.
Well, sir, that's very heroic talk if your girlfriend's listening. But
my girlfriend's not listening. But I still haven't heard what you said gives you the right to open people's houses.
I agree. What does give you the right to open and also to slit the screen open?
We are not entering the premises, Mr. Henry.
You're damaging property by slitting the screen open with what you called, I wrote it down, a small skinning knife, and then sticking an air horn in there? Man, you're opening that screen up a lot more than just a couple of inches. All right, Roy, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go over here to Gilbert. Gilbert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Gilbert,
yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm the last guy. In fact, the last dozen people I called. This guy is a moron. Is he a police officer?
Sir, I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're a volunteer police agency, but we are fully...
You don't know what the heck you're talking about. I got relatives on the police force. Not one of them would do something like that.
No, but, well... I think
they got more brains than that.
If I've got reason to believe that a felony is being committed, I can go. I can open the door meter, blow that horn.
If a felony is being committed, but there's no felony, if you're in my property, you got to go about 900 feet to get to my front door. And I see you coming up that door, and after you open that front door without me giving you permission, I'm gonna just like that lady did. You're going right out that door with 12 gauge shotgun or 357.
Well, sir, hold on just a second. You'd be going to jail.
No, for this thing, you're a moron.
Because you'd be shooting me, I'd be outside your house. So that's a tech.
You think I can care less like that? You threatening me and my family? You think I care where you are?
Sir, I'm not threatening you. All I'm doing is blowing a horn in your house.
You're threatening the people here. You're threatening the people here.
That's right. You said that you were going to take the gun away from that lady.
Well, all I got is an air horn. She's got a shotgun in my face. These people are crazy. They want Al Qaeda to come around here and blow them all up. And I'm trying to warn them all about Al Qaeda.
I take that back. Al Qaeda, wait a minute. Now, shut up. If Al Qaeda comes in my door, Al Qaeda, well, I'm going to open the door and let them come in because they might blow an air horn at me. I'm just going to let them come in the house and slit my throat, my wife's throat, my kid's throat. You got to be kidding.
I didn't understand that, sir. In other words, you're going to kill a guy with an air horn.
That's what you're saying.
No, what you just said was you'd kill a guy with an air horn, but you'd let Al Qaeda slit your throat.
If he came in my house, you better believe that. If he came and broke in my door, you better believe it.
You'd let him slit your throat.
Dude, you got to be kidding.
That's what you just said.
I do the same thing to him. I do it to you if you open that door. So I wouldn't know whether you're Al Qaeda or whether you're a police officer.
You know what?
You're going to find yourself.
Sir,
you said I can show me your badge. I'm a police officer. I'm going to blow a horn. Okay, do it.
There you go.
You show me your badge first
sir,
before
I
open that door.
Well, that's just it. I wear a distinctive blue armband.
I don't care what you wear on your arm. I can wear a blue armband on my arm.
Can I ask you just a question? Are you an auctioneer? Because
I'm not an auctioneer, but I was an ex-Marine Corps. And I'll tell you what, I know how to fight. I know how to push you guys over somebody. I know how to shoot.
You know,
any brains at all would do something like you're doing.
I'm armed with an air horn and a billy club, and it's not like I'm parking a tank on your front lawn.
But you're breaking into my front door.
Breaking in? I open the door up, and all I say is, orange alert.
You said you slit the screen. You said you cut that screen.
Well, I would. If you kept me out, yes, I would have to slit the screen and then enter.
That's right. When you do that, that's when you're going out that door with a 12-gauge horn in your body.
With a what?
With a 12-gauge shotgun hole right through your body.
Now, wait a second.
You cut my screen. You cut my screen. You're breaking into my house.
Well, sir, I can tell you this. That air horn could save you from being blowed up.
What's that going to save me from? How are you going to save me from? I'm going to blow air horn on my neighbors here. Hey, it's orange alert. I know it's orange alert the last 2 days.
All right, sir, then that means if you approach me, I will have to push you backwards over one of our members' knees.
That would be fine, but he's got to get in my house first.
Whatever.
I'll open my door and let one of your fellow officers come in and get behind me, get on his hands and knees, then you can push me over him. That would be a good, smart thing. I'd let the Al-Qaeda do that, too, wouldn't I?
Sir, the way you're talking right now, I'm afraid that you would let Al-Qaeda do the three-step takedown on you, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I would.
And then we would hog-tie you. And then...
That's right.
we consider...
All right, look, I think you made a very good point here, Gilbert, that Mr. Santos refuses to...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Rainey. I've heard everything he said.
You refuse to hear the man's point, which is you cut a hole in a man's screen, you stick your arm into his house, you're breaking into his house. And I don't care...
We've got to get the message out. I wear a distinctive blue armband with a white pith helmet. We wear a distinctive Bermuda shorts. We are very well recognized.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, can I ask you something right now that I need to ask you? Are you hopped up on pot or are you hopped up on some pot?
No, but yeah.
Are you hopped up on pot? Because it sounds like you're hopped up. You sound like you're hopped up on pot.
All right, look.
But you are.
No, sir, it sounds to me like you're hopped up on some kind of pot or some kind of a different kind of pot or something.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm hopped up on you.
All right, listen, Gilbert, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer,
hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Jennifer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's way too much arguing going on. This man that is going to cut people's screens and come into their homes, he's way out of line.
Ma'am.
This is Gestapo fashion. Let me finish. You've been talking over everybody else.
That's
Who
right.
the hell do you think you are? This is United States of America.
Man,
people are not going to stand for that kind of stuff, and I hope they band together and club you down.
Al-Qaeda will come into your house and blow you up.
Al-Qaeda. This is going to make people respond to Gestapo fashion behavior.
Well, ma'am, you're
give me a break.
Ma'am,
you're the one that's stupid, not the American people.
Well,
goodbye.
You know, your ancestors are from Germany. You know what I'm talking about. You going to take another call? Or
no, there's no more calls to take.
Why?
Why? Because you're an idiot. That's why.
Right.
Will you shut that horn off?
I'm just trying it out.
Yeah. And what do you mean USGC certified?
United States Guard Coast. Oh, shoot. You're right.
That's USCG. USGC. What?
Bye.
Well, that's just your farewell horn there. 1-800-449-8686 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.
By the way, that was me doing the voice of Jay Santos. Pretty weird, huh? And all those people calling in, they thought he was a real guy. Go figure. We got a flashback from yesterday. Dr. Laura was on the show. Yeah. And she was talking about whether or not albinos are biological heirs. Let's listen.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Are upset. Now, you know as well as I do that every movie you go and see, the bad guy, he's an albino. They have sent letters to Warner Brothers saying, why are you making us out to be freaks again? Why are you making albinos once again, like every other filmmaker in the history of the world? Why are you once again using an albino to represent some freak, violent, aberrant character? And Warner Brothers, of course, did not respond. Now, Dr. Laura was on a program today talking about albinos not necessarily being bad people, but they're just... they're aberrant. They're nature's mistakes. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and Carrie. Hi, Carrie. You're on with me.
Yeah, Dr. Laura. What do you think about albinos?
I don't think they're morally wrong. I think that albinos are simply... they're mistakes. They're nature's mistakes. They're biological mistakes. They're fine. They're just some sort of wrong medical experiment of God. Something went terribly wrong in the lab. Other than that, I think they're just great. And
I'm an albino.
Well, you know, I've got nothing against you. I think albinos are some kind of horrible, horrible, horrible natural freak of nature. But otherwise, I think they're morally fine.
Well, I got a new attitude.
All right, word up, my Negro. Okay, I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Let me just say this one more time. I don't think albinos are morally wrong. I think some of them are wonderful. I wrote a letter to the National Albino Weekly telling them that I misused words that I should not have used. I should have said what I meant. I didn't mean to say that albinos were bad people or wrong or that I don't love them very much or care about them. I just meant to say that God made a whoopsie little mistake when he made them. Just a little woo. You know, he didn't quite. He got up that morning, little hangover, huh? And he just went, oops, an albino. Well, I'll just put that over there with the gays. And
new dress, new hat.
Anyway, and one day I made an albino, and I went, woo, that's kind of scary, isn't it? It's kind of different, kind of weird, little freaky, huh? Doesn't mean I don't love you, but I got to put you way over there in the corner because you're just one of nature's horrible mistakes. I don't think there's anything wrong with albinos. I just think they're one of nature's horrifying mistakes.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I thought that was funny, but Janice, she don't like it. She didn't think it was all that funny. You're right. It was okay. It was good. Look at me. I'm like reviewing my own show. Well, let's see. In the first hour, I thought the bit we did on Lance Bass was good. Well, Lloyd Bonafide is going to be on Monday on our show. Lloyd Bonafide, our Korean War veteran. We're going to do a Lloyd Bonafide marathon. It's our annual Memorial Day Lloyd Bonafide marathon. And man, oh man, have we got a show in store for you. 3 solid hours of Lloyd and his insanity. Lloyd, a Korean War vet from the U.S. Navy. And Janice, why don't you give us another recap on what we're going to be hearing Monday on the show with Lloyd.
Not only will we hear that particular one you described, but we'll go to the classic gold, which is a year ago when Lloyd was upset over hearing the woman in the post office planning to cook hot dogs
right.
on Memorial Day.
Yes, and he said, I'll show her a hot dog.
Right.
And then what was the other one?
We'll
which one did I just... I didn't describe one.
No, you were just excited about the upcoming
right.
festival. And then we're going to have, when Lloyd does his Elvis impressions, to raise money for Korean War veterans' widows.
Fantastic, because he does an Elvis impression there in the mall, and a kid comes by and wads up a Wendy's chocolate malt cup.
In the middle of his hitch kick.
In the middle of his hitch kick, and hits him with it, and that's when the fun starts. He hits a crippled kid with his guitar.
Exactly.
Right.
And also, when Lloyd was upset with the French is, non-contribution to the war, and he was upset about French poodles.
Yes, and I'm not even going to give that one away. That thing is classic. Okay, that's coming up Monday, Memorial Day. So wherever you are, you got to tune in the Lloyd Marathon on the Phil Hendry Show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is our phone number. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Tell me what it is that basically is happening.
Phil, what's happening is this. We've called an Emergency Homeowners Association meeting for tonight, as well as, more importantly, our school board, to address some concerns that may come up about the movie.
All right, I'm talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization. Now, what happened... basically is some people went to see the film Bruce Almighty.
That is correct, yes.
Now that stars Jim Carrey as who?
Well, the story, it's really a wonderful story, Phil, and we enjoyed it. My husband Steve and I enjoyed it. About a young man who is given the job of God, by God. It's not that material. It's not the plot that we find fault with, and we don't really find fault with anything. What we're saying is some people are going to be shocked, and we want everyone to understand. We understand, but we want everyone to be prepared who doesn't get it and who doesn't understand.
What is the you're talking about Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's in the film, right?
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful actor.
We're a very big Morgan Freeman fan.
I'm sorry, is that Steve Dooley?
Yeah, this is my husband, Steve.
We're big Morgan Freeman fans, too.
Well, I think Mr. Freeman's a terrific actor, too. What's the specific?
The specific is, Phil, and please understand again, I do not find fault. My husband does not find fault. I want to be very clear on that.
All right.
We simply want to warn people that Morgan Freeman, in the movie, plays the character of God. Now,
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. George Burns played God.
The problem, though, Phil, is I understand that Mr. Burns played God, and of course we've had a great, we've got a great tradition of characters in the film business playing venerated people. The problem that some people, and I underline some people may have, is that Mr. Freeman is African-American.
We're just afraid that people will be upset.
And let me just say, and that we want people to remember it's only a movie. And that...
Okay, so your concern is that some people will be offended?
I think a lot of people are going to be shocked and be offended by it, yeah. And our point is this, and again, I'm not shocked and offended. My husband Steve and I are fine with it. We're fine with it. Because we really had to, you know, when we got in the car, we saw the movie at the Promenade on Sunday.
Okay.
And
we got shut out. We tried to go see the flick on Saturday night. We got completely shut out.
Oh, it's very popular. And we saw the movie, and we were driving home, and I was saying to Steve, how do I feel about this? Am I okay with it? And I asked Steve, are you okay with it? And we really both came to the conclusion, we're fine. It's just that at this particular point in time, we've had the Iraq War. We had the terrible tragedy with the Columbia. The SARS scare that has so many people deeply concerned, Phil.
I understand.
That the idea of God being black in this film could scare some people.
It's just a very tenuous time right now.
All right. It's an unusual...
I just want to warn people that they did not put any Caucasian makeup on him. He retains his black face in the film throughout.
All right. The idea of a black god is, for white people, unusual.
Well, I think for everyone, Phil. We need normalcy. We don't need right now. I think a lot of people need normalcy. I don't think right now they need to be upset, is what I'm trying to say.
All right. Are you aware of a tradition in many... African-American neighborhoods and certainly in many black cultures that the deity is portrayed as black? Are you aware of this?
That's in their neighborhood. I'm talking about in the general white populace.
The majority is white. Majority of people are white. You got to keep them happy.
All right, but okay, so you're saying in black...
That's in black neighborhoods, and I understand they have the black Madonna, etc. I'm saying, and that's for them, and they do what they're going to do. But when you're really getting serious about portraying God as black, I think there are some people. But
you say you and your husband are fine with Morgan Freeman playing God in this movie.
We have no problem with it, Phil, but we know that there are a great many people out there.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The film Bruce Almighty has been out for just a few days. It has certainly garnered a great deal of attention. People are going to see it. I understand it's great. Like I said, we got shut out the other night. We went to take the kids on Saturday night. The film portrays Jim Carrey as a regular earthling, I guess, who becomes God, and Morgan Freeman plays God. Morgan Freeman is the great actor. He is a man of great accomplishment as an actor, and he plays God. He's an African American. You're saying,
and so if I could interrupt,
go ahead.
These movie people can make God black, or they can make him Chinese, or they can make him Canadian. I don't care what they make him, but not right now. Not with all that's going on.
That's our only point, Mr. Henry. That right now is going on the Iraq War and all of that, and now you're going to make God black. It makes people nervous.
I think it makes a lot of people nervous. And the film, as you know, Phil, has made a great deal of money for Mr. Carey. I'm sure he's doing fine. I'm sure it's made a great deal of money for Mr. Freeman. I'm sure he's doing fine. And I'm sure it's made a lot of money for the studio that produced it. What I'm saying is, it's possible that it's too unusual, especially for young children, to watch something like this.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm fine with it.
And I'm fine with it.
I got to tell you, God being black, I mean, the only thing about having Morgan Freeman being an African-American, being black, being God, is that knowing Hollywood the way I do, it probably...
Well, most Americans can't handle it.
Well, but what I want to say is, knowing Hollywood the way I do, it probably smacks of pandering more than anything else. Like, okay, let's throw a black character in as God so that the African-American audience will be ameliorated. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I know what you said. Can you?
I'm just saying that it doesn't. It's not offensive to me at all. I think if it were to be offensive, it would be that it's kind of a pandering move by a Hollywood studio to bring a black character into the character of God. See what I'm saying?
Well, that's fine. I don't really know what you mean by that. But what I'm saying is, we've had SARS, we've had the Columbia, we've had the war. We have small children who are frightened of being molested. What we don't need right now are people being upset.
But if you're not upset, and your husband's not upset, and your kids are not upset...
We had to talk to them.
What did you have to talk to your kids about?
Well, my son, Seth, came home, and he said, God, Mom, that's really weird, or something like that. And I said, what? And he said, well, they had God being black. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with that, honey. You're not black, and most of your friends are not black, so don't worry about that. And he said, that's kind of weird. Am I supposed to pray to a black man? And I said, he's God. And no matter what color he is, and I said, I'm sure he's probably white or whatever.
You think God's white?
I don't know, Phil. I said this to help my son. I said, God will answer your prayers.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Morgan Freeman plays the part of God in the film Bruce Almighty. He's a black actor that some of the, at least the Homeowners Association of Western States, thinks some people should be alerted to. Here is Kate on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Kate.
Hi, Phil. Thank you.
Yes.
I just think that this woman she's maintaining that she wants to head off trouble and warn people.
Mm-hmm.
However, I find that her comments are simply going to... not only offend the African-American community, but many in the, as she calls it, the general majority of the public as well.
Mm-hmm.
Her comments are going to automatically get the ire up in people. I mean, if she's so concerned about this movie offending people, why doesn't she just wait and see if it does offend people and then deal with the problems that arise? But this is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Dooley?
Well, I think Lady makes a good point, but... My husband, Steve, and I, we are fine with this film. I really want everyone to know, I don't care if God is black or white. I think parents, that's the most important thing. And I would ask the caller, are you a mother?
No, I am not.
All right. I think parents need to tell their kids, if the children are scared, tell them that God is really white, that it's only a movie.
Why would the child be afraid? My point would be, a child would be afraid if the parents have told them that God is white. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
well, Phil, I don't think it's any secret, if you've been to the Passion Play, if you've seen the Bible with a very attractive Victor Mature, that Jesus was white. And the children know that. And to all of a sudden throw this boogeyman...
What do you mean boogeyman? What do you mean boogeyman?
How about God is love?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about God is love?
I totally agree.
Well, obviously, I think that you're losing it a little bit. I mean, I don't understand why you're saying that it's going to frighten children.
We don't want to scare the little tiny children.
We just don't want to scare the children, that's all.
Do you understand that what that comment is going to do to the general public and to the African-American community?
What is that? What did I say? I'm saying to the African-American...
I think it's a totally offensive statement, ma'am. I really have to tell you
what
that.
What did I say?
You said boogeyman. That is a
boogeyman.
That is a racially offensive term from the Deep South regarding to a black man that's going to steal the children.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't want the children to think that. And
well, then why did you even bring the word up is what the lady's asking.
How on earth would an audience believe that a man can go from being a chauffeur on Driving Miss Daisy... Oh, and
he's an actor, ma'am.
Now he's God?
That's called an actor. Excellent actors portray or
right.
able to portray
right.
any type of character.
Morgan Freeman has played prison inmates. He's played the Surgeon General of the United States.
He's a phenomenal actor. He has the capacity to make us believe these things. That's an excellent actor.
I loved him in Driving Miss Daisy. I thought he was just remarkable in that. And
yes, of course, he was the servant. It's so easy to believe.
You know, I find you very offensive. I really do. I'm trying to say...
Well, then we're on equal playing ground because you're offensive as well, ma'am.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying that I appreciate the film. I understand it. Do you?
Ma'am, I do understand. Excuse me?
Well, you haven't seen the film. I have. I've seen it.
I beg your pardon? How do you know that I haven't seen the film? Are you assuming that?
I can tell. I can tell you haven't.
There's
a little bit of stupidity in the sentence formation.
Well, all right. We don't need to be calling people names, okay?
Yeah.
We don't need to be calling people names. Thank you very much, Kate, for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Morgan Freeman plays the part of God in the film Bruce Almighty. At least one parent-teacher organization in California is alerting parents, telling them that there's nothing wrong with a black man playing God, but it might offend some people and it might scare some children. I didn't see the movie. We got shut out on Saturday night, but I can tell you right now that it doesn't bother me. I will restate what I said earlier, that it may be a little bit of pandering on the part of the studio.
Phil, you already said that, and that's good for you. I know you think you're making a unique point, but I don't think you are. And the redundance of that, I think, is a little offensive.
All right. Well, then I think I have the right to make the point, though.
Good for you, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry?
Good for you. It's pandering.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I know we had Bobby and Steve Dooley on yesterday. We were talking about the graduations, but this press release of yours just came out. You are asking that Universal Pictures, in the film, we're talking about Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman plays the part of God. You are asking that Universal Pictures lighten Morgan Freeman's complexion.
Phil, all we're saying is...
No, you're overreacting, Mr. Henry.
Oh, Phil, I'll do it. All we're saying is that for 30 days, while the public gets used to the idea of a black or African-American, if you will, or African God, that Universal lighten the complexion of Mr. Freeman, who I understand is a wonderful actor.
Well, he's an accomplished actor. He's one of the senior representatives of the acting profession, for whatever that's worth in this country. And to lighten his skin is to say you're not actor enough to pull off the job of God. That's the other thing you're saying.
No, I'm saying he's very good at it. I'm saying he's so good at it that some
people will believe God's actually black.
It could scare some people, Phil.
Yeah, members of the Klan, the White Aryan Resistance, Aryan Nations. Yeah, there'd be some people that it would scare. That would probably make a lot of other people happy. You know,
Phil, I'm not talking about. You know, it's really horrible of you to equate. In other words, if I think God's white, I'm a racist.
I think if you think of God in any terms other than being some kind of universal law, I think you're thinking.
Well, that's Buddhism. That doesn't count.
I'm sorry?
That's Buddhism. That doesn't count.
That's Buddhism. That doesn't count.
Well, Phil, we're talking about religion, not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sharon, hi, you're on The Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
You know, I've been listening to you, and I really think, first of all, as a black woman with a wonderful black son, I do let him know that he was created in God's image, and he's a black boy. And for many years, the black community have been raised to believe God is black, is white. You cannot tell your son there is such a possibility. You get scared. You think the community is going to be scared.
What about a disclaimer?
Why should there be a disclaimer?
Well, just no. Just something
why
that
should
said,
there be why?
It's possible
because
God
we
is
have
white.
To make sure that the white people accept it.
Well, what do you mean a disclaimer, Ms. Dooley?
Something that says it's possible God is white at the beginning of the film. Don't let the black God throw you, or something.
Don't let the black God throw.
That is your kids.
You
your
know,
kids
Henry,
are going to have problems.
You know, you're really. To laugh at me, Phil, I really care about our community.
No, you don't.
I don't?
No. You care about you.
Are you cut?
You care about you and your family's perception of things and maybe your colleagues.
You
but
talk, you talk
this
funny.
Is
are
year
you from
2003.
America?
This
mm-hmm.
is 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Anything is possible. And I will teach my child. He was created in God's image. He's just equally as good, capable of being
of
president
course.
Of the United States.
Of course he is, and I totally
you know,
accept that. But what
and
I'm
your
saying
tone,
is, when we say that people are made in God's image, what we're saying is
mm-hmm.
basically the lungs, you know, the internal organs.
No, honey. No. Everything about me is in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
You talk funny. Are you from America?
No, I'm from Canada.
Well, how come your kid wants to be president of the United States?
Well, you know,
it's
I'm
a
just
figure
giving
of
you
speech.
An example.
It's a figure of speech.
It's a figure of speech.
Well, maybe
you know,
Prime
but
Minister
for you
of Canada.
To tell your child about boogeyman or boogeyman,
yeah, that's...
let me tell you, that is
mm-hmm.
so primitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
that
listen.
Is so primitive. And for you to tell him, oh, he's probably white, your child will have difficulties.
Okay.
As he grows in life
here
and
is...
meet upon strong,
all right.
intelligent black people,
I agree
black
with you.
Men,
I
that
agree.
He will not have a concept of.
But let me bring up this example, and I think this will help clarify, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
How would Sharon like it if they did a film about Martin Luther King and he was played by Tom Cruise? She wouldn't like it.
But Martin
See?
Luther King is a black man.
He's a man. He's a human being that we all
but
saw.
But it doesn't matter what
See?
We saw in
See
the...
See what I'm saying?
The, no,
Cruise,
that is not the same
That wouldn't
thing.
Work. It wouldn't work.
That, no, but you're portraying no. an individual that we have seen.
We've seen
have
and we know.
Have you seen
yeah.
God?
Have I seen God?
Yeah.
I saw God. Well, can I be honest, Phil?
Yeah.
Steve and I were out in the backyard, and we'd had a little bit to drink. And I can tell you, the way he was...
All right, I don't want to know about your sex life.
Well, the lady asked...
I don't want to know about it. All right, thank you, Sharon. 1-800-449-8686. Have you seen God?
Well, you asked me if I had my legs...
I don't want to know about that. They think Morgan Freeman playing God in Bruce Almighty may be offensive. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Dooley, say that again.
I said Jim Carrey just wants good black community.
Phil, I don't think, if I could say, Steve, I really think a lot of this, Morgan Freeman playing God in Bruce Almighty, I think it's Jim Carrey so sorry that he ever did The Majestic and these other films that were just terrible. And he's trying now to get as many people into the seats as possible. So he says to his good friend, Mr. Freeman, look, I want you to play God, because that will get all of the blacks. You see?
Well, I don't doubt that there's some pandering going on, but the point is, I think there's a higher beauty, if you will, to the point, and that is that God can be a black man or a white man. Or he's not a man or a woman at all, and it's not even a person. It's a law.
But again, that's Buddhism, and that doesn't count.
Well, I don't know why it doesn't count, but the point is, your memo saying that people should be forewarned that God is black in the movie Bruce Almighty because children may be scared, as the lady said last half hour, may be stirring up racism, not preventing it.
Well, I'm very offended by that, Phil, because I'm not racist. I'm just saying, for the people out there that is.
All right, here is Leo on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Leo. Okay, Leo has got his phone turned up, so why don't you get on the phone with him and tell him to turn it down. Here is Maria. Go ahead, Maria. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Maria?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I understand that she's, like, very conscientious of this and all that.
Thank you.
But I think that's more of going to cause a conflict because you're making it more than it is. It's a movie. It's for entertainment purposes, not to be deriving some cult.
Absolutely, and I think you make a very good point. We just don't want the children to be frightened, that's all.
The children are not going to get frightened. Man, let me ask you a question. When your child falls down and he all of a sudden looks at you to see your reaction to it, if you freak out, then that child is going to start screaming his head off because he thinks it's worse than it is. And if
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, don't worry, honey. You're just fine.
Look.
Then that little boy will get up, or that little girl will get up and dust herself off
and
keep on playing. It's the same thing.
Could you sign this?
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
I'm signing some papers for the Homeowners Association.
Well, it's like this.
Go ahead.
Your child falls. And you, all of a sudden, he looks at you for a reaction. If you start freaking out, then that voice is going to scream even louder. But if you tell him, oh, no, honey, it's just the just a boo-boo. Well, then guess what? Your child is not going to freak out. It's the same thing with this movie. It's a movie, honey. It's for entertainment purposes. And as for you thinking that God's not black, I mean, I'm very much a Catholic, ma'am, and I'll tell you one thing. I haven't met a single priest or anybody that can confirm to me its ethnicity. If you look at the region where God's from, there are no Anglos over there. If anything, the Egyptians are more Arab-looking than anything else.
I don't know what you mean, where God's from. What do you mean?
Well,
where do you Jesus
think
is from.
Exactly. I mean, are you referring to God as in God or Jesus, the actual person? Which one are you worried that the kids are going to get confused
with? Right. Well, it's been really fun talking to you.
Really?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let me tell you something. It's very disconcerting that people like you actually have a radio station.
Is she done?
No, I'm not.
The lady's talking.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
The lady is talking from on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you that. I mean, you haven't answered my question. How did you see God?
Okay, well, thank you.
Really? How come you're dismissing me like that?
All right. Here is Sharon on the Phil Henry Show. Sharon, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, I do need to check. What year is this? We are in 2003, correct?
I'm sorry?
We are in 2003, correct?
Do you have a calendar handy? I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
I mean, because you're speaking as if you're back in the 1950s or earlier.
No, I'm not. I just want everyone to be... Are you all right with it, Sharon?
I'm perfectly fine.
You're all right with God being black?
I'm all right with God being God.
No.
Nobody
are you
knows.
All right? Are you all right with him being black? That's all I want to know.
Before I answer that, let me ask you a question.
She's not. I can tell.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you're not. You're not. I can tell.
No.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Ma'am.
What if they had Jason from Friday the 13th playing God? Is
ma'am.
That all right? It's the
ma'am.
Same thing. It's right.
Can I ask you a question?
Morgan Freeman is not the same thing as Jason from Friday the 13th. And the lady's trying to ask you a question.
I'm sorry.
Is God human?
Is God human?
Is God a human being? Does he breathe? Does he have a heartbeat? Does he live and die like I do?
You know, I'm sure that he does in some way. I'm just saying.
If
he fine
was
with
human
me,
and had a pulse and had a skin,
I'm fine with him
he
being
could have
black.
Any skin color he would want. He's not human.
I'm
God
fine.
Is a deity.
I'm fine with him being Mexican. You see,
but
what I'm trying to do is... make you feel better about it because I can tell you're a little uncomfortable.
She didn't say that she was uncomfortable. You're okay with God being black, right, Sharon?
I'm okay with God being any color he decides
to be
any day of the week.
But are you okay with him being black?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah. No, I've only seen clips of it.
Okay. In the movie, he's black.
We got it.
I understand that.
We got that he's black in the movie. We understand that he's black in the movie.
Well, what I'm trying to say, Phil, is that there is a great difference between my understanding of what's going on and the caller's understanding.
All right. Thank you very much. Lisa, go ahead.
Yes. I don't think they need to worry about anybody else or anybody else's perception, first of all. I mean, I'm a mother. I don't know anybody's kids that are going to be afraid unless they come from horribly racist parents. I mean, you're assuming that people are afraid. First, you do a huge disservice to the general public.
So you're all right with it.
We are stupid enough
I could be
to
wrong.
Be afraid of Morgan Freeman playing God.
I could
Second
be wrong.
Of all, when mm-hmm. when they said he's well, God is okay. law, it has nothing to do with Buddhism. He's saying he is an entity. He is no race. He is not a human as we see it. And to tell your children
well, how do
that
you
God
know?
Is white
how
is
do you
the
know?
Epitome of racism.
How do you know?
How do I know what?
That God's not a human. See,
are you
think
you
you're so great. You think
just, let's be straight.
No,
you don't, Buddha doesn't count,
you think
according
you're so
to you. So I'm
well,
assuming that you're Christian.
The only reason the movie's doing well is out of curiosity, to see what a black God looks like. That's it.
Okay. Are you on any antipsychotic medication?
Are you trying to tell me that the people are seeing Bruce Almighty because it's scary?
I think it frightens them to
this
see a black God.
This woman is scary. If anybody's scary, it is a
well, you can't. You're
She's
sitting there telling me
that exemplifies what is wrong with this country and
no,
regulations right
now. You're telling
now.
Me right now that God's Buddhist or some ridiculous thing.
Did
I don't
say
know.
That? I
yes,
asked
you, did.
You
yes,
what
you did.
Religion you were, and I saying God's entity is not a Buddhist statement.
See, you think you're God. You have that kind of sound to your voice.
No, I'm educated, and I know what I'm talking about.
Then why are people
That's
running out
of God?
Then why are
so
people
much.
Running out of the theater screaming?
What are you talking about?
Out of Bruce Almighty.
My understanding is, especially in Toronto and other cities like that...
Like Toronto.
Just,
what's special about Toronto?
Because they're mostly white.
I've been to Toronto. No, they're
yeah,
not.
And they're mostly white.
No, they're not.
I
I've
didn't hear
I've been to
them,
Toronto multiple times. You're completely wrong.
Toronto is mostly white people.
Okay. When was the last time
why
you were
are
there?
You, why are you whispering?
Because
I was there
I
9 months ago. I did not see mostly white people at Toronto.
Well, then maybe you should go where the white people are. You like hanging out with blacks, and that's why you've got this whole thing for them.
Okay,
what,
you're completely
what,
insane.
Oh, my God.
She's the, like, is, I mean...
You know, all you've
is
done is call me names,
up up,
but you haven't been able to...
wrong with her.
You haven't been able to argue my point.
What's your... Which point would that be?
First of all, you go into cities and seek out the black neighborhood because you like their company. Secondly...
And you know this about me how?
Because you just said you went to Toronto and all you saw were black people.
No, I
oh
saw...
Oh, my God.
White people. There were lots of... Did I say black?
You
I said
you,
not white. Not white means well, Hispanic... It means Asian. It
you
means
know what it would be like to all of a sudden...
Listen, do you know what it would be like to all of a sudden be talking to your mother and she takes off her white mask and she's black?
I don't think God is white, so I don't know where you think
well,
that God is white.
Of course you don't.
Where do you get that idea?
Well, of course you
I'm
don't.
I'm Catholic.
You
I
have the black
in
boyfriend.
White, Midwestern Catholic family,
right.
And I know God's not white.
Of course you do, because you've got the black boyfriend. You seek out the black
My boyfriend, actually my fiancé,
okay.
is Irish.
You know, you're starting to...
No, she's typical of a lot of self-hating whites. She... you love to go... You do. You love to go down to the chicken shack. You know.
Oh, because only African-Americans enjoy chicken?
The kind of places you go to, yes.
All right.
Okay, she's insane. I mean, there's no even point in talking to this woman. She's not making any sense. She's not concerned
not making
about
any
anybody.
Sense to anyone
she's
who's
to
not concerned for children.
She's not well.
I care about children. I care about children.
Ma'am, you're coming off like a mint racist. You say you're not, but you're coming off like one. God's black. This lady hangs out at the chicken shack. She's got the black boyfriend. She's a self-hating white. You know, it might scare people. What if it didn't scare people? And what do you mean people are running out of the theater screaming? I never heard anything about that.
That was my understanding.
From who? From where? From what news source?
A friend of mine said.
A friend of yours said.
What, the one in the Klan?
Was your friend...
Oh, listen to you. You're still on the line? I thought you hung up and ran off to your NAACP meeting. Hello?
All right, thank you.
People were throwing up.
Nobody's throwing up. And I'll tell you something else. The idea that God is black or God is white is probably a stupid argument as proffered by so many people, because God is probably neither and probably isn't anthropomorphic at all and probably exists more as a concept, idea, or a set of metaphysical laws.
Again, that's
Buddhism and it doesn't count, I know. Leo, go ahead. Leo, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. I wish I could talk to this lady.
I got a bongo drums, too.
Can I speak to her?
Are you? Go ahead, Bobby.
Yes. This is Bobby Dooley. Hello.
Okay, hello.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
I don't know why this lady should be such a racist.
And where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria. We're not brought up in thinking about.
All right, you got to watch your language, Leo, or we're going to hang up on
no,
you.
What I'm saying,
no four-letter words. Listen to me. No four-letter words. Listen to me. No four-letter words, okay, please?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
The woman, what I'm saying is that the woman should not teach the children about a boogeyman or no boogeyman.
Absolutely.
God is loving, he doesn't need to be white or black. We don't even know if God is a woman or a man.
Hello.
You understand? So just try to teach your children love.
Who's that?
But no separation.
Who am I
and
speaking
I'm from Toronto. Toronto is a mixed city.
This is the United States.
It's not
States.
Only white, not only black.
This
I don't
is
think
United,
we've ever been to Toronto.
This is the United
Thank
States
you so much.
Calling. Is there anyone there?
Yes, Leo was there.
Leo? I'm calling from Toronto now.
Yes,
I'm driving. I'm in Toronto right now driving. I'm in university.
Is the caller there?
I'm doing that now.
Yes.
Toronto is one of the most advanced society.
You and where are you, Toronto, where are you calling
for
from?
For you to sit down there and say that Toronto is only white to eat.
Yes.
How ignorant you are. And it's not fair.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Okay. You're where? I'm sorry.
So you're not
all right, we'll
Toronto.
Put you on the air in just a moment with Mr. Henry. Can you hold on?
Okay.
All right. We'll accept your collect call, right?
This is not collect call.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm not using. This is not a collect call.
All right, this is the United States. This is the United States.
Try to teach your children
go ahead.
Love. Don't teach them separation.
Mm-hmm.
The segregation is
all right, your
right.
Trump call is put through, sir.
Okay.
Mayday, mayday. The plans.
Get out of here. Mayday. Well, I want to go and see Bruce Almighty if I can get in a movie theater. That's my only problem. I can't see it because the joint's it's sold out. Is God black? I hope so. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
We're concluding with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Homeowners Association, Western Estates. You guys are talking about God being a black character in the movie Bruce Almighty, played by Morgan Freeman. I would like to ask you, Ms. Dooley, what you think, excuse me, what do you think God looks like?
You know what, Phil? I think God is a big, warm, very loving man.
You think he's a man?
If I could be allowed to finish.
Go ahead.
Because you take everything that I'm saying and you make it...
All right, I apologize. I apologize. You're right. What do you think God looks like?
I think God is a big, warm, loving person with a warm smile, beautiful long hair. I really do. And I think he has love in his heart for every single one of us.
Is he white?
You know what? Yes, he is, but it doesn't matter. He's not bigoted. He doesn't care what color anybody is. He loves everyone.
So God is white?
You know what, Phil? What difference does it make?
All right, well, what difference does it make? Why is he white to you?
Because it doesn't matter what color he is.
Then why isn't he black?
Because it doesn't matter. He's a white man, but it doesn't matter.
So he's a white man who's a totally benevolent, loving...
Yes, he's everyone's father.
All right, he's a white guy who's the father of all the black people.
You know, Phil, I know what you're doing. You're trying to make me sound stupid. You know,
Ms. Dooley, I think you're doing a fine job all to yourself. Now,
you know, and I find that very offensive.
I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, ma'am. I thought what your statement was very interesting. I believe you should be more upset at God playing a person portrayed as a human being due to the fact that the three only monotheistic religions in the world, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, all state in their scriptures, God is love and God is spirit.
But Wicca is also monotheism. Wicca is also monotheism.
That Jesus the Christ was a man. If God created man in his own image, two-thirds of the world happens to be
a color. Are you familiar with Wicca?
Hey, Ted, we don't give speeches here, okay?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, go ahead. What were you going to say, ma'am?
Are you familiar with Wicca, Ted?
Familiar with Wicca, very vaguely.
That's monotheistic, too. They believe in the mother-father computer. So that is the one, God.
No, Wicca is very polytheistic.
No, they believe in the one unified
mother-father.
Ma'am,
it is very polytheistic.
No,
I have a high degree of religion. Wicca is polytheistic and partially pantheistic.
I was a witch for 3 years, so I think
okay.
I know. I think I know. Okay, and believe me, if you want to get on my bad side, don't do it.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're going to laugh about it? How would you like to be homosexual?
I don't believe that would be possible.
I can make you have desire for other men. Now,
I don't believe that would be possible.
There is a blessing that we say every night before dinner.
So we have the woman with the white God man.
God is great. God is good.
Homosexual spells on people.
Yes, God is great. God is good. God is white. So let's eat.
Lady, you need help.
Oh,
that's all you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will cast a homosexual spell on you, and then you'll believe.
Now, is that very godlike to be casting the homosexual spells on people that are heterosexual?
According to the mother-father computer, yes. Go ahead and laugh, funny boy.
Lady, you need
mental.
Deep,
1-800,
you need deep cleaning. Help.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Listen to this. Wicca, you have a small...
Okay.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Can you tell me, Chris, what is Bachelors Anonymous?
Bachelors Anonymous, Phil, is a group of single men who share dating tips and experiences. It's kind of a round table on dating tips. I've been dating, just to give an example of a story that we brought up at our round table on Tuesday night last week. I've been dating this woman for 4 months, and she is very special to me. She's very, very beautiful. She does modeling for the top fashion magazines.
Where did you meet her?
I met her over at the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach, which is just a place where a lot of us go. And I approached her, and we hit it off that night. And we really hit it off well. I took her home that night.
Okay.
And
Where are you right now, Chris?
I'm just working out, Phil. I'm over at Gold's Gym in Manhattan Beach right now. Just...
You're doing some weightlifting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. So you hit it off with this lady you met at the Rusty Pelican.
Yes, sir. And one of the things that we do have in common is that we're both, she does modeling. I've been told I'm very handsome. I have done some modeling, and I'm really nervous.
That's okay. You're doing well.
That we're used to people staring at us, so I guess it gave us an automatic bond.
All right, now you mentioned this lady that you're very interested in, that you're serious about. She has a child, right?
Well, yeah, it's like the old saying, every silver lining has a dark cloud. She has this baby or this kid.
How old is he?
Well, it's a girl, and it's about 18 months old.
All right, so what is the problem with her having this child?
Well, I think you need to understand, being a single man, I started going out with her, and I was nice to the baby, and I would try and play with it, but it never always was that much fun to play with, because the kid, it's not a smart kid. It's not a stupid kid. It's an okay kid, but it's not that smart. So you can't play catch with it, and I thought the kid was sort of stupid, but I did play with the kid because Cindy liked me to do it, and Cindy and me, you know, I would like to maybe settle down with her someday. I mean, I think she could be the one. So we've been going out, though, and I have a moral dilemma, and how do I tell her that, number one, and this is something a lot of guys go through, and if you have men listening to the audience right now, they'll identify. If you're dating a woman who has a child, number one, I think the kid, this is a problem that I'm having, a lot of guys have this, I think her kid is not that intelligent.
You're talking about Cindy's baby. This is her daughter. What's her daughter's name?
Her daughter's name is Shannon.
Okay. So you don't think the kid's that intelligent?
No, sir. I don't like to put it this way, but the kid is. It's kind of stupid. I mean, it doesn't really talk. It doesn't have no opinions or anything. If you wanted to talk to the kid.
Well, it is. It's an 18-month-old baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, it's not interesting to be with, so it's not stimulating on any intellectual level. But number two, and here's the part, is I really don't like the kid that much. I mean, it pulls her attention away at inappropriate times.
It's pulling Cindy's attention?
Yeah, it's Cindy's attention. I mean, if we're having romance, she'll say the kid needs to have some cough medicine or whatever, and then she leaves me, and I tell her I can see... I mean, it's obvious I can see who she loves more, and that kind of is tough, where she loves the kid more than me, but I'm the adult, and I give her way, 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 way more pleasure. But I do have the solution, and that would bring me to number three, which a lot of guys I know would want to know. I want to talk to her about an idea that I've been kicking around, and that would be to give custody of her daughter back to her ex-husband so that she and I can have more time together. And if you know about custody, she can visit the kid on weekends and it won't interfere with our life. Because it's getting frustrating for me.
All right, Chris, now you guys get together once a week, Bachelors Anonymous, and you kick around these ideas. How many guys are in your group?
Any given time, we have anywhere from like 10 to 20 to 30 guys, but we're starting them around the area.
And your problem is that you have a girlfriend who you care about very much. 4 months you've been seeing her?
Yes, sir.
But you don't like her kid, and you want her to give custody of this child back to her ex-husband.
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, I want to ask you a question. You say this lady is a model.
Yes, that's correct.
How much does she make?
A lot of money.
I mean, I would imagine she's a professional model.
Yes, sir.
Has she been in magazines?
She's been in L.
She's been in L, so she would be a very highly paid model. What, about like $1,000 an hour or something?
I would imagine.
Okay, what do you make?
Well,
I mean, you're a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company, right?
That is correct, yeah.
How much do you make?
Well, I mean, I don't make that much,
So why is she with you, and I don't mean to insult you?
Well, I mean, like I said, we're both very good-looking people, and we have this connection. It's like at a higher level that a lot of people don't understand. I know what it's like for her to have people want you, because that's the way it is for me, and I know what it's like to have people stare at you.
All right, let me give our number out here. We're talking with Chris Norton from Bachelors Anonymous. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. He has a girlfriend he's been going out with for 4 months. Her daughter is 18 months old. He doesn't like her kid, and he thinks the solution is to have the ex-husband take custody. You don't like the kid because the kid is not very stimulating?
Well, I mean, I think it's a normal thing for a lot of guys to have a real problem with a kid of your girlfriend. I think this is something you need to understand, Mr. Henry. You've probably been married for a long time.
Well, I used to date women who had children.
Okay, but it's a very normal thing, and I want guys to understand it's a normal thing. There's nothing wrong with not liking your girlfriend's kid. I mean, it never takes care of itself. It's always needy. And I got to tell you, I think I have dealt with this very well. And there are days when I feel so frustrated because I love Cindy. I love her so much. And I want her to be with me so much. And her kid, and she can't see it. Her kid is keeping us apart. And I want to just take the kid some days and just throw it out of a window or something. And I know that I would never do it.
All right, now you're talking about some...
No, I would never do that. But, I mean, I'm just saying that's the frustration that a lot of guys feel. And there was a day last week I was looking at the kid who was playing in front of the fireplace, and we had a fire going because it was a cold day in California. And I just looked at the kid and I went, I wish Cindy could realize how much I loved her and how much the kid interrupts the good sex that we have. And I thought it would be sick, but what if I just stuffed the kid into the fireplace? And that would be sick.
Yes, that would be sick. It would be criminal, sir.
That's exactly right. But that's the frustration. I would never do it. But that's the frustration.
To put a child into a raging fire?
I would never do it. But that's the frustration. Because every time, I mean, we have good sex. And our romance is good. And then the kid will interrupt it. And
well, this is the thing about having a girlfriend with a kid. And
well, excuse me, Mr. Henry. I mean, I understand. Okay, I've dated a lot of women. I mean, I've been around a lot of women. Okay, I don't know.
Well, I'm just giving you the benefit of my experience.
Well, okay, but... what I'm saying is I think that I've had more experience than you, and I mean, I'm not denigrating your experience, but I've slept with probably over 500 women.
Okay. All right, I haven't done that, but I'm just saying going out with a woman who has a child presents challenges. Her attention will be drawn to the child.
That's right. And what I'm saying and what I'm telling Bachelors Anonymous, go and ask her about giving up custody to the ex-husband. And what I'm telling you, there is a way for the kid to stop ruining things, and that's for the father to take over custody. And all you have to do...
So you recommend to men who have girlfriends with kids, try and get the ex-husband to take the kid back.
Exactly. In fact, what I'm going to do, and I tell many in our Bachelors Anonymous group, if you're in the position that I'm in, go find the ex-husband and talk with him man-to-man. Tell him that you're getting with his ex-wife, and it's good, and... or it's getting good and the two of you are hooking up and his kid is getting in the way, and ask him man to man if he wouldn't mind taking custody of the kid back, and he'll understand because he's a man and he can understand how little kids get in the way of sex. You know, he'll probably doesn't like the kid much more than you do, but it's a smaller him biologically, but he probably don't like the kid much more than you do because he's a man, and men don't like the kid as much as a woman does.
All right, I don't have any biological children of my own. And
well, you need to understand. And a lot of things, and some of this is printed up in our Bachelors Anonymous handbook as well.
All right, Chris Norton with us from Bachelors Anonymous. And you're at Gold's Gym working out?
Yeah, I am, because I'm going out with Cindy tonight. We're going to maybe do some dancing. I like to get pumped up a little bit.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's been a long time since I've been at the gym myself. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton from Bachelors Anonymous. What to do when your girlfriend, who you care about very much, has a kid. He decided that he's going to go to her ex-husband and ask him to take custody back of the child because, in point of fact, the husband probably doesn't like the kid much more than the boyfriend does, but it is his child. He also said that he is getting frustrated with the child being around so much that there are times that he fantasizes throwing it out a window. And Chris, you realize how dangerous that is.
I'm not serious. I'm saying I understand how some guys get to that point.
Are you justifying child abuse?
No, sir. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if you're the boyfriend of a woman and you have good sex, and then the baby get in the way, and you just sometimes you fantasize just about taking the kid and stuffing it somewhere. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But maybe when the kid gets older and it can take care of itself, then it can come back. And that's the good news. That's the good news we share at Bachelors Anonymous. When the kid gets older and can wipe up and everything and take care of itself, it can come back. You'll retake it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. What are you doing right now, by the way?
Right now I'm doing some shoulder work. Hold on for just a minute. That's two. That's three. I'm doing basically shoulder work right now, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, because I was trying to do some weights about two summers ago. Anyway, Chris Norton, if you have a girlfriend who's got a kid, or if you're a woman with a kid and your boyfriend finds the kid getting in the way, you can give custody of it back to your ex-husband, and when it gets older, you can take the kid back. But the kids get in the way of good sex. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, are you doing reps on the shoulders?
I'm doing shoulder reps right now. That's 10. Okay. Oh, man. But basically, I like to work shoulders, do upper body Tuesday and Thursday. I do lower body I do Tuesday, Thursday, and I forget what comes out. Okay, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'll do lower body, and then on basically I'll do a lot of aerobics on the weekends, a jog on the beach. Lots of times just take a walk on the beach, or something like that.
All right, we're talking with Chris. We're on the air right now, and we're talking with Chris Norton, Bachelors Anonymous. His girlfriend has a 18-month-old daughter that is getting in the way. You're saying of your romance with her.
That is correct, yes, sir. And it's not like I don't like the girl. I do not like the child, but it's not like I don't like kids. I do like kids. I think it's hard to like a kid that is not your kid. I would rather like a kid that's my kid. And Cindy and I, when she becomes my wife, we will have babies, and I will like them. But her daughter, I don't really like because she's not very stimulating.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You say you got into a fight with her?
We had a fight the other night because I wanted her to come with me to, they were having an 80s retro night at Benihana's, and she said, what about a baby? And I said, if you could, like, leave some food.
All right, we lost the connection there. Is the gentleman there?
I'm sorry, Phil. Yes, sir, I'm right here. If you could put a block of cheese in the crib.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to, I have Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly, on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Chris, I think you've got some major problems.
What?
Well, for starters, that child's only going to get older.
I can't
hear
you.
And as that child gets older, the needs are going to increase with the child.
No, but then at least the kid will be more interesting to be with.
That's not necessarily. Have you ever dealt with a teenager?
Well, first of all,
teenagers are very opinionated.
First of all, it's a girl, and teenage girls I can deal with. I can talk to them. They like me. well, they do. I mean,
when you have your own kids and you're tired of them and they're not stimulating, where are you going to give them to?
I'm not going to be tired of them. I'm just saying that Cindy's daughter is not very stimulating, and I don't think it's very smart.
Well,
and
you're the adult here in this situation. You need to find a way of
why can't she give the custody
holding
back?
A bond with this
why
child?
Can't she give the custody back to her ex-husband, and we'll have more time?
That's not necessarily. I mean, doesn't the ex-husband have care of the child now on the weekends?
Okay, what's that? 48 hours a month?
Well,
I'm talking about the life that we have.
This child will always be a part of Cindy's life, no matter how you look at it.
That's right.
This child will always be.
But not every day. What I'm saying is not every day.
It's a pack of steel, bud.
All right. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a comment for you. I'm secretly hoping that you're joking about all this, because if you're not, you're the biggest idiot I have ever had the pleasure of coming across in my entire life.
Ma'am, I love this woman very much, and her daughter
You don't love her. If you don't even love her,
in the picture.
Listen, you do not love this woman. You love yourself.
No, ma'am.
But here's another thing.
Everybody should love themselves.
Well, I think you love yourself a little more than anything else. That's what it sounds like. But listen, here's another thing.
Easy for you to say, ma'am.
This is an 18-month-old baby, and you're worried about stimulating conversation? Listen, I think your intellect is probably that of an 18-month-old, but I really can't believe that you have such expectations of a baby. You really know what you need to do?
No, I'm just saying. She's 18 months old. She doesn't say anything.
Well, we said that.
You know what? If you knew anything.
That's the point of what I'm saying. The kid's too young to see you have a kid.
Well, then, you
can't understand.
Listen, there's no hope for your relationship. You don't like her kid. And if this woman, this model, has any sense, she'll see right through that after you guys go out on a few more dates.
Well, I mean, we've been going out for 4 months, and I do provide her with good sex. Because she's a model.
Provide her with what?
With good sense.
Oh, God, good sense. I know you must be joking. You sound like such a meathead. But listen, let me just make one last comment.
I have not called you one name, and all you've done is insult me.
I know.
I'm saying,
You're right. That's not fair of me to do that, but I'm so angry right now.
Well, let me say this, okay? First of all, what's wrong with approaching her ex-husband man-to-man and say, take the kid back when the kid's older? Then you can have the kid back.
You know what? Listen, it's not your place to do that, for one thing. But the other thing is, why, what kind of a mother would allow some kind of transaction to go on with her child?
Let me jump in here. The ex-husband, you'd be lucky if you got out of there alive. I mean, no ex-husband's going to hear from some boyfriend that he's never met before about taking custody of his kid back.
Well, actually, he might,
you know.
Well, I mean, look, with all due respect, I don't think you sound, well, I shouldn't say it, but are you hot?
Oh, please. Let me just tell you one thing.
I love this woman very much. And
I know,
if you think that love is something to be bad, then that's bad.
Any woman dates a man who doesn't love her child, then you two are made for each other.
No,
but let me
I'm
tell
being
you one
honest
last thing.
I'm being honest with her. I don't like her kid. And
well, then, you know what? She'll dump you. I really hope she dumps you. But you know what I hope happens?
Or she can give the kid back.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Go talk to her ex-husband, man to man, and I hope he kicks your ass.
You know something, ma'am? If that kid, you hear your kid in the background right now?
Yeah.
You know what I would love to do is take it and just throw it.
Oh, I'm sure you would, Mr. Violent Californian.
Oh, okay, dumbass Floridian. why don't you go hump another alligator?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. What are you dating these days, alligator or a manatee?
All right. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman does not like his girlfriend's kid. He would like her ex-husband to take custody of it until it becomes older and easier to deal with. He says their love and the sex they have together is way too good for this kid to get in the way. He's also said, and I think this bears repeating, that sometimes he looks at her kid and feels like just throwing it through a window. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-86.
We're talking with Chris Norton. You're at Gold's Gym in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Some deep knee bends now?
We're not doing it right now. I'm working my calf muscles. Just got three more reps to do. Two more. One more. All right.
Man, that's a workout, huh?
That is a workout, Phil. It's definitely about it. But if you care about your body and you're serious about conditioning, I've been serious about conditioning since I was probably about 7 or 8 years old. I've always, I had calf implants about 2 years ago, and they do tone out the shape real good. So,
all right, we're getting back to you going out with this lady, Cindy. She's a model. She has a child. You don't like the kid because you say the kid's boring and uninteresting, and you're thinking about going to the ex-husband and asking him to take back custody because you're getting so upset with the child interfering with the sex that you have with her mother. You've thought about throwing the kid into a fireplace, you said.
I, Mr. Henry, I think I need to be clear. I never did throw the kid into no fireplace. I thought about it. That's all.
Because you're angry with the time that...
Yes, I'm angry with the time the child takes away from me and the sex that Cindy and I have, which is very good sex.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Hey, Chris. I really got to know, what is it that makes you think that a woman who would give up her child would be worth staying with?
Not to give up the child just to have visitation and not full time.
If you think that she would give up the child and she could love this child in the same breath, man, you got another dream coming. Any woman who would give up her child has no desire to have the child with her, doesn't love the child. It's that simple. And if she doesn't love her own child, do you think she could have any love for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's easier to love a man than a kid because a kid don't give you nothing back.
That is her sexuality.
No, but you got to hear what this man's saying. This woman, to give up a child.
Well, I think she could give the child up because she's not competent to have the child. And she could say that because how do you have a relationship and also have a kid? How, you know how hot this woman is?
I don't think that's really a pertinent point to this conversation.
Well, she is hot.
Well, that's great. There are a lot of hot women in California. Why don't you find a single one then?
Because this woman, oh yeah? Okay, she's a model.
There are a lot of models in California.
Hey, man. Hey, dude, if it's so easy, why don't you come on out and nab one?
Yeah. I'm very happily married. And I've had my fair share.
Okay, so the point here, gentlemen?
I don't know. I answer all his questions.
All right, Mark, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Andy. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're thinking with your penis, not your brain, and you're a classic example of why we have child protection laws.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, exactly what I said. You are a classic example of why we have child protection laws.
I said I
your
only,
penis instead of your brain.
I only thought about throwing the kid through a window. I didn't do it.
Well,
that,
if you think
I'm
about
saying.
It, that means you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's bad enough.
Well, here's the thing. It's better to only think about stuffing a kid out a window than actually doing it. And
well,
that's what I live by that.
There are more popular things than sex, believe it or not.
Oh really?
That's a biggie, but any woman
popular?
That would let you
like
even
what,
consider
man?
Like, going out with you is out of their mind.
What, like sniffing glue? I mean, what's better than sex? What?
You need to go see a doctor really bad.
What are we talking about? Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters? I mean, dude.
Well, whatever. I am thankful as hell that
when you
my daughter's not your girlfriend.
Hey, when you go over
for
to
your sake, because I would be there in a minute to stop that.
If
that's
you're
just crazy.
If you're what?
I said I'm glad my daughter is not your girlfriend because I would be there to stop you in a minute. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life.
You can't order somebody out of someone's house unless they want you to have them out.
Yep, I've lost you.
Well, when you go to your boyfriend's house, does he...
Okay. Thank you very much, Andy. Do you hear what that man said?
What?
If that were his daughter, he would go over to her house and he would punch you out, man.
I don't understand.
He would beat you up for what you're thinking about that kid stuffing it in a fireplace, throwing it out a window.
If you think about it, you release the energy that you are keeping squeezed up.
You release the energy that you're keeping squeezed up? What are you talking about? You mean the anger that you have?
Yes. The anger that I have, if I think about it, then I won't do it.
Why don't you just get out of this woman's life so that you're not thinking about taking her kid and throwing it through a window?
It's because I'm frustrated because Cindy and I can't have the sex we want when the kid's got to have his medicine. He's got cystic fibrosis, which I understand. Is it
cystic fibrosis? Good God, that's a disease where the child can't breathe. It's got lungs fill up with phlegm. That's a 24-hour disease. You know what you have to do with a child that's got cystic fibrosis?
Well, that's the whole thing. I don't want to know. If they gave the kid back, then it...
Well, no mother is going to do that. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Sharon, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
That's why I'm working out as hard as I don't want to hurt
Hi.
The kid.
My name is Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling to let him know that, you know, you can replace the men in your life, but you cannot replace your children.
Well,
and if I was her, I would replace you in a heartbeat.
She could give it to her ex-husband.
She don't need to give it to her ex-husband. She bore that child because she wanted that child, and if she had any brains, well, apparently she does, and she's beautiful and she makes a lot of money, you ain't worth crap.
Well, I'm sorry, man, I was just...
I said, you aren't worth crap.
Who,
you
me?
Aren't worse than nothing. And if
Are
you're
talking?
So good looking and you've had so many women in your life,
first of all,
there's a problem in your life, period. And
ma'am,
if your sex life is so great with her and it gets interrupted with this child, you're interrupting this child's life because this child could die if it doesn't have its mother's attention.
First of all, ma'am, right now I'm at Gold's Gym. I'm working out my upper body.
We're
my
at
lower
a
body.
Gold's Gym.
Huh?
Where do you live?
I live in Manhattan Beach, California.
Well, I'm in Utah. If I'd get there in a heartbeat, I'd castrate you.
Yeah, if you saw me at Gold's Gym, you'd think that I was
hot. You know
hot.
What? Looks aren't everything,
hot.
And I don't care how good in bed you are or how good looking you are.
You ain't never
you
had it
this
way.
This girl is so is
yeah,
it's not intellectual, and you're a grown man, and you have no intellect. You have no brain.
The reason why I'm hot is because I work out, and that's why she loves me.
Oh, well, hey, I'm hot, too, and I'm a grandma.
Yeah, I bet. You're hot from
I'm
what?
I'm hot, too, and I'm a grandma.
Logs? From what, splitting rails?
Yeah, I split them all.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. See, you're so ignorant. You have no business
what?
Running a bachelor's.
If you come to the gym right now and you saw me in my workout shorts.
You know, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything. We're talking about a child's life.
I
don't
too.
Care what you look
Ma'am,
like. You
I'm
have no brain.
I'm talking about a child's life.
You don't
life
even
too.
Have any brains at the other end.
Hello, you don't
use
need them
your
at the
brain
other,
at the other end.
You don't need them at the other end. But if you had sex, you'd know about that, which
hey,
you
I,
probably don't.
Yeah, well.
And the kid? I am thinking about the kid.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you
I am.
Want her to give up her child. That is her child she chose to have, and you want to give it to the
I'm
father.
I'm so pissed off. I'm doing a couple of more bicep
you
curls.
You just need to die and get off the face of the earth.
Hey, you know something? If the kid stays, what's better? The kid being in the custody of his dad
no, the kid
or me throwing
stay.
It through
you
a window?
Need, the kid needs to stay. You need to leave because that kid's not in a safe environment right now. And if you come and told me, and if I was her, and you told me to give my child up to my husband, I would never see you ever again.
You know
if
something?
She is
in your dreams that
yeah,
you would
never,
be her.
Never.
In your dreams, you'd be her.
No,
yeah,
well,
then you'd wake up.
That would be nice, but you wouldn't be a part of it because I have the brains to go along with the body.
What's wrong?
I dropped the weight on my foot.
I'm sorry, but I am not even going to argue with you. You're weak. So goodbye. Good luck.
Well, pick the weight off of your foot.
That hurt.
What a baby. I'm real hot. I'm sexy.
The 10-pound barbell, you ass.
Well, dude, finish your workout. Go see Cindy.
Yeah, I'm going to put her kid through the ice maker.
Yeah, you're a freak. That's okay. We have her address. We will send the police there momentarily. Chris Norton of Bachelors Anonymous, if you'd like his number, it's on our website, philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com, if you'd like the number to Bachelors Anonymous. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I want to try this new segment out.
Okay, what is it?
Bud Dickman's thoughts. Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman.
Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman.
Yes. Oh, excuse me. This doesn't meet with your approval.
Look, David, you're the boss. I'll do anything you want. I don't know what that means.
It means he's going to come on with his different impressions and observations about life.
Is my show so bad that I need that?
You want the honest answer?
Yes. Go ahead. I know what it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is that bad. It is that bad. You got some guy on a couple of hours ago talking about how he's going to run off the earth and sue his wife and kid. I'm trying to groom Bud to be the next Rush Limbaugh. So let him on your show.
You got to be putting me on.
Look, there's a lot of stiff competition. Your show sucks. That's established. Okay, so we need to find the next Rush Limbaugh. And I believe it's Bud Dickman. Damn you to hell, Henry, if you're laughing right now.
I can't help it, okay?
You think that's funny?
Bud Dickman's the next Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, yes. Suck on that. Now get him on and do it.
Where is he? Come on in, Bud.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, come in.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sit down.
And don't yell at the tard. Where's the music?
What music?
It's supposed to be Bud Dickman intro.
I gave it to him, Mr. Hall, but he threw it into the garbage and said there's no way he'd put me on his show.
Oh, you did you?
I thought he was kidding. I thought he was joking.
Joking about what?
I thought he was kidding when he said that David Hall approved Thoughts and Feelings with Bud Dickman.
Well, I did approve it.
Have you got the music there, Craig?
Go ahead, Bud.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman, Thoughts and Feelings, and with me is Phil Henry. And today, we're going to...
Wait a minute. I'm not part of this, am I?
Go ahead.
Today, we're going to talk about how a TV show spawned a phrase that will live down through the corridors of time. It's called, Who Wanna Be a Millionaire? You may remember the show, they ask a bunch of questions of people with a million. But there's one phrase that come out of that show. Is that your final answer? Well, the other TV shows, too, come up with phrases, too. And, Phil, I'm going to ask you which show these different phrases come from.
And this is Thoughts and Feelings.
Just do it!
Okay, Bud. Ask away.
All right. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. What show that from?
Are you going to answer him?
Well, what do you think I'm going to say to him? The Price is Right?
Wrong. Wheel of Fortune. Now, do you see what I'm talking about?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
The guy just said to me...
I heard what he said. He said that... Is that your final answer? The statement from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
And then he said, I'm going to give you phrases. Tell me what the show is.
Yeah, and he said, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Right. What's the answer?
He said Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, move on to the next one.
Thanks, Mr. Hall.
And wait a second.
Henry, you're up.
Wait a minute. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Could it possibly be Price is Right?
No, it said here, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, well. Where'd you get that, by the way, Bud?
I got off an internet site.
Think they might have been yanking your chain?
Just shut up and let me do it.
Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to buy a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel. That's from Wheel of Fortune.
No, Family Feud.
Are you an idiot?
All right, I told you not to call the tart an idiot.
Well, what does he mean, I'd like to buy a vowel? Family Feud.
Mr. Hall, every time I try to do something that's cool on a show, he make me look dumb.
I'm making you look dumb? I'm making you look dumb.
You see, Phil, the problem is you don't like the fact that Bud's going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And I'm grooming him for that.
Yeah, you got a real winner here, man.
Well, if you're being sarcastic, I'll deal with you later.
How can you have this guy be the next Rush Limbaugh when he says, come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right, is a phrase from Wheel of Fortune.
I think the kid's got great potential. Go ahead, Bud. Give us some of your feelings on the issues of the day. Like, what about them terrorists?
What's he doing?
He's clearing his throat.
I'm clearing my throat.
Oh, will you get to it?
I'm Bud Dickman. I think terrorism is bad. Just get your phone calls on that. 1-800-449-ACIS-ACIS.
What do you think? Jealous.
Hey, Bud, what show is this from? It's the NFL Game of the Week.
Tattletales?
Right.
Very good, Phil. You got into the spirit of it.
Yeah, you got it.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
I just want to tell this person who is insulting.
My name's Tony Neal. I'm a producer, ma'am.
Tony Neal, you are a terrible person.
A terrible what? I didn't get the last word, dear.
You are downgrading the American people.
No, I'm simply
saying, I don't know where you get your information.
Why'd you vote for Ronald Reagan?
You are ignorant.
Why did you vote for Ronald Reagan?
It's none of your business why I voted. How do you know I voted for Ronald Reagan?
Well, I know you did because you're old and you're angry. And all old
I'm not old.
Wait a minute.
But I'm not
you're
only
old and angry.
I'm disgusted.
All old angry people.
I'm disgusted that you have the nerve
Didn't
to talk the way you do.
Didn't you vote for Ronald Reagan because you
wanted
to see...
It's none of your business
with...
who I voted for. Don't start putting the words into my mouth.
That's a private affair.
Put what in your mouth?
Words
into my mouth.
I can tell you...
I can tell you that you are ignorant. You don't know what the heck you're talking
about.
Who
did you vote for, Douglas or Lincoln?
And why don't you get a decent education? Because
I'm a major producer.
I don't care who you are. You are ignorant. You might have a lot of money.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking
and that's
here.
That's the way I feel.
Just left with it.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a Black Youth Leader.